When Pastor Bill asked me Wednesday to speak, I was a little hesitant about it because I was sitting at Siskins Hospital fixing to have my speech therapy appointment. But it doesn't matter what I sound like as long as it's coming from the heart. I have so much to be thankful for, and I'm going to try to make this quick, and the key word is try. First of all, I want to give God all the glory that I am alive and here today. Secondly, for my salvation, and lastly, for my church family. My church family is just that, my family. You guys have showed up and showed out for my mama and I. Back when we had COVID, we had more medicine and food than we knew what to do with, and we didn't have to ask for one bit of it. If it were not for y'all, I don't think either one of us would have made it through. Then came December, we still had food coming, and carolers singing for us Christmas songs. We most definitely felt loved, not to mention some gifts of love that were received right when they were needed. Then came January, and I was told I have stage 4 cirrhosis of the liver. The physician said that I have 1 to 2 years to live without a transplant, but I have to lose 80 to 85 pounds to get that transplant. 2 weeks later, I had another Ramsay Hunt flare-up, and that caused another stroke. So after being in the hospital for 2 weeks, here I am today. And let me tell you, had it not been for God and my church family praying for me and encouraging me, I would not be here today. So yes, I am thankful for the cross, and I am thankful for each and every one of you here and not here today. I love you all.
Well, we love you too. I'm going to take just a second here. Because that's not our normal one. And she had that. Now, if those of you who know Stephanie know that she's very, very vibrant, and when she starts talking about something, there's no telling how long that's going. And when she shares from her heart, it is so transparent about her love for what God has done for her. But she wanted to make sure she read it because she is recovering from a stroke, and she was afraid that she might not be able to do that well, and so that was good. But I want to just let those of you who don't know her in on just a little bit. Several weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, I can't remember. Most of you will remember when I was talking about one of our ladies who was going through a very difficult time physically. She called or I called her, I can't remember which one, but we were talking about the things that she was going through, but most of the conversation was about how grateful she was to know that the Lord was with her and for all the things that God had done in her life. And you remember me telling you that by the time we got to the end of the conversation, she's in tears. And she's just saying, if God would just let me lead one person to Christ, just one person, that's all I want, is just to be able to lead one person to Christ. And I think I told you at that time, I said, no, I said, Stephanie, if you lead one, it's going to be one more. But it's just the heart that wants to honor God and wants to share God's love with others. Well, she went into Siskins, and somebody gave her these little cards, and so she took these little cards and she wrote personal notes, and they were cards, I think I've told you guys about that too, or some of you know about them. They're little cards that had things on there like, through Christ all you can do all things, and just different sayings like that. And she wrote a personal note to everyone who was coming through and working and stuff, and gave them, and it had an impact on the people that were there. And there was a CNA, which is a certified nurse's assistant, and that certified nurse's assistant is watching all of this happening, and she's coming in and out, and as she's helping Stephanie is just like she is, her heart is captivated with gratitude for what God has done in her life. And so she's sharing that with this girl, and one day she comes walking out and she just turns around and she says, does God really love me? And she said, yes, he does. Yes, he does. And she said, well, you don't know what I've done. And she said, well, honey, you don't know what I've done. That's a direct quote, right? And she proceeded to tell her about the things God had done in her life and how God had set her free from the traps of life that she'd been into and the desires of things that we all have. We all desire things that keep us from God. And she had been trapped and had been set free, and her heart was full of joy, and that was available to her. And she led that lady to the Lord at Siskins. That is what our lives are supposed to be like for Christ. And I just wanted to share that story. Because it's the power of Christ in us that does that. You know, Stephanie's over there, she's saying, you know, it's not her. She's not like this great evangelist. She's a person who loves Christ, and she loves other people. And when you do that transparently, there's a lot of power in what God does. And I love that song that we sang before we came in here. You know, lift your heads, weary sinners. It's hard for people who are trapped in sin to lift their head up and look at God because they think God is looking down in condemnation, not with love and a desire to rescue. And we have to bring him whatever we have. I love what Jesus says here. He says, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And it's translated in the New Living Translation so that if we're not used to that kind of righteousness, you know, we don't use that word all the time, we understand what it means. Jesus is saying, I've not come to call those who think they're already good enough. I've come to call people who realize I'm not where God wants me to be. My heart's not where God wants me to be. I don't even think after what I've done I can ever get where God wants me to be. That's who Christ came to call. The ones who are open and honest about where they are and their great need for him.